Good evening. My name is Elaine Ní Chuilleanáin, and I'm very happy to welcome you all here on behalf of the Trinity Centre for Literary Translation. We're here to celebrate the international reach of the poetry of Seamus Heaney, and you'll be hearing him reading a number of poems. But most interestingly, they are the poems that have been chosen by his translators, and they'll have a particular edge, I think, coming from that choice. Now, my first job is the usual one, to tell people, please switch off your mobile phones, please switch them off completely, because if they're left on silent, they may interfere with the sound system. There is to be no photography. And the other thing I've been told to do is to ask you to note where the fire exits are, which are the door you came in by, and a door over there on the right of the chapel. The other thing is that there will be no opportunity for signing books at the end of this reading. We'd like to express our gratitude to Faber & Faber, Seamus Heaney's publisher, and to all the international publishers who have given permission to use the poems in their various versions, which are in the program that you got on your way in. And on the first page of that program, you'll see the order in which the translators and Seamus Heaney are going to read. The way it's going to work is that Seamus Heaney will read three poems, and then a translator from a particular language will get up and read and, to some extent, comment on the translations that they have made into their own language. As well as that, we'll be hearing from Sarah Smith, who is currently the director of the Centre for Literary Translation, and she will speak after Pura López-Colomé. We'll hear from Anna Ravano, an editor with Mondadori, the Italian publisher of a new collection of Seamus Heaney's poetry by several translators, and she will speak after Andras Imre. And we'll hear from Sinead MacKay from Ireland Literature Exchange, and she will speak after Jerzy Jarniewicz, who's the last of the translators, and Seamus Heaney himself will finish up. So, there's very little to be said, especially to an audience like this, which I can spot people and pin them to their various languages, but before enjoying this, I want to say that we're celebrating a poet of great adventurousness and reach, as well as a great and real groundedness. We're also celebrating the international community of translators who do the work, which some people regard as almost miraculous, of conveying literature from one language to another. One part of this international community, of course, is the people who study and teach translation, and that's one of the things that we do in Trinity College here. So I think I will pause at this point, and stop at this point, and we'll start with Seamus Heaney reading poems which have been translated into Russian, and he'll be followed by his Russian translator, Grigory Khrushchev. I'm not going to jump up and down and tell you who everybody is, because you have it in the program. So do enjoy the evening. Thank you.